now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happen radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I think we have a caller on the line, Danny in New Jersey. Is he still there? Danny, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, aloha. How are you today?
Biodegradable.
That's excellent, man. I love hearing it. Hey, I just wanted to tell you how much of a big fan I am of your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I always noticed that you seem to be the type of person who always does something for a reason. I noticed when I'm watching you, you have that sword in the background, and it does appear that for the past couple of shows you've had a Gadsden flag over that.
And I was just wondering
if there was a reason for that.
Yeah, it's in support of the Bundy Ranch and the Patriots there, and it's draped over the sword because I took down the nails that it used to hang on, and I still have to get a piece of doweling to display it as a true flag, but I figured that was the one place I could hang it where people would see it. And I'm glad you recognized it as the Gadsden flag. But it's up there deliberately in support of what's going on out at the Bundy Ranch.
Well, I think that's a beautiful thing. Was there any significance for that sword? Was that something that you did for some of your movie work or anything like that, or is just something pretty to hang on the wall?
Indirectly, yes. I'm a big fan of swords and edged weapons. I was on my college fencing team. I've taken kendo. I actually did a little bit of work on the original Arnold Schwarzenegger Conan movie, and I got to handle and do a little bit of work on the real swords. Now, the producers of the film came in when it was over, and they smashed all the molds and everything so that people couldn't make copies of the swords, but now licenses have been granted and swords are being made. The one on the wall is an exception to my normal rule where I only have actual combat-worthy swords on the premises. That one is a wall decoration. The handle is so flaky, but it looks good, and it's up there, and it's kind of a memento of something I did many, 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 many years ago when I was still working in the film industry.
Well, I noticed it, and I thought it was a cool wall decoration. And like I says, one more time, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your show. I never miss it. Keep up the good work, my brother.
As long as I can, thank you for the kind words. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the Bundy Ranch here, there was a very interesting article over at constitutionclub.ning.com, and it's headlined, "The Bureau of Land Management is a property manager, not our landlord." And it's hitting home the point that the federal government is limited by the Constitution to owning land only under federal buildings and military bases. They are not the owners of this nation. They're the caretakers. They're the janitors that we, the people, allow to manage the nation for the benefit of the whole nation and all of its people, not just for the benefit of the money junkies and the one percenters. And they're hitting that point. The Bureau of Land Management is supposed to be there to make the ranchers' lives easier, not drive them out of business so Harry Reid can, have his buddy Henry Whittemore build commercial development on there so that Harry Reid's son Rory can sell it off to an energy firm for a solar panel company so that the Bureau of Land Management can just sort of take the land and sell the fracking leases on it without sharing the money. That's not what they are legally allowed to do. And I know Harry Reid is saying, the law's on our side, the law's on our side, you're all terrorists. Wrong on both counts there, Harry. We are fighting for the rights of all American citizens here in the face of a government and corporate media that refuses to do so. Now, here's the reality of what is going on. The U.S. government is stealing our land to pledge as collateral on their borrowing. The U.S. government is stealing our land to lease to the fracking companies. The U.S. government is stealing our land to sell, to privatize for solar power companies. Okay? Now, let's get back to that whole idea about collateralization. And we know this all began with Nixon's founding of the EPA in order to use public lands to collateralize more government borrowing. And it's not their land. And it never was. Again, the Enclave Clause of the Constitution says the federal government is only allowed to own land under federal buildings and military bases. And if they want to use the federal buildings and the military bases as collateral, that's fine. That's their legal right. But they can't come out and grab our public lands and pledge them as collateral on their borrowing. This is like me taking out a mortgage using your house as collateral. And then I can just decide not to repay the loan and you lose your home. And you had nothing to say about it. That's basically what the U.S. government is doing. And what Cliven Bundy and the Patriots and everybody supporting them are doing is we're sending a message. We're going to take back our nation, our land, from this unconstitutional and hence illegitimate government and all these crooks like Harry Reid. We're going to take another phone call here. Oh, it's Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, aloha. Welcome to the show. Do you have an update for us?
Well, I have a little bit, Michael. Of course, it's supposed to be a celebratory occasion today at the Bundy Ranch, but more importantly, I've been doing some serious research and due diligence discovering the complexities of the jurisdictional implications and nuances here in Nevada. And I have discovered the smoking gun that refutes, contramands, and contradicts all the lies of Harry Reid criminal cabal's camp. And it is this. When Nevada State was created originally, it was formerly part of Utah's territory, the western half, until 1862. It became the Sierra Nevada Range, then the Sierra Nevada Territory, prior to becoming Nevada State, which was also considered to be Washoe, the name for the state that we know as Nevada today, originally, which incorporated exclusively the northern 10 counties of what now constitutes the state of Nevada. The southern portions of the state of what is now Nevada were formerly part of New Mexico Territory, then Arizona Territory, then the Arizona Republic, and then the state of Arizona, which only became a state in 1913. So somewhere in the 1900s, Nevada somehow, and it's certainly in question and dispute and specious, or suspect at least, to some skullduggery by Nevada, to obtain control so they could have access to the waters of the Colorado River and the Virgin Muddy River that feed the Colorado to give them water for the desert southwest to develop it. So, when you have two expressly different contracts, we'll call them treaties that operate on the lands to establish two entirely different segmented federal territories, the ones that were considered under statehood in the Sessional Acts, the Seminole Organic Sessional Acts, pursuant to statehood petition to be one of the Union States United, it encompasses only the terms of the contract and the lands in question when the contract was initiated and accepted and agreed to.
Okay, Chris, we need to skip over the fine details because we're almost at a commercial break. Sum up. What is the point that is being made here?
Cliven Bundy is exactly right. That is not under federal jurisdiction. It never was part of the original contemplation of the founders of the state, and it was ipso post facto, null, void, and nugatory ab initio, not within the scope of the BLM that was created long afterwards.
Okay. As a general rule of thumb, I try and avoid legal jargon when talking to my listeners in order that the issues and points are made as clearly as possible. We already established, I think last week, that that part of Nevada is under state control. Even the Bureau of Land Management, when it was created, the civil and legal jurisdiction was reserved to the states, not the federal government. The Bureau of Land Management does not have authority to forcibly enter any area in any state of the United States with uniformed armed thugs and issue arrests. And that may be the reason why Dave Bundy was released from prison without charge is because the Bureau of Land Management does not actually have chartered law enforcement powers. Anyway, we're coming up on a commercial break. Thank you for the update, Chris. We're going to let you go here. And it is a very, very tense situation. Before we hit the commercial break, apparently Sallie Mae is under investigation for massively ripping off soldiers on federal student loans. They are all crooks, and it's all driven by money. More about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call here. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, a couple things, Mike. First, I wanted to go back to what the previous call Chris was talking about as it refers to, you know, all that contractual treaty stuff. That's, you know, I applaud him for knowing all this information, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you're talking about a government that illegally spies on every citizen in the world. I mean, they don't play by the rules. So all the legalese in the world ain't going to mean nothing to these people.
Well, you raise a very, very good point. It is rather ridiculous for the American people to be citing the letter of the law when the government doesn't follow the law. I mean, Harry Reid's appointed most of the judges in those Nevada courts, and what it's coming down to is this government has delegitimized itself by violating the Constitution and domestic law repeatedly. And they're trying to basically prop up their failed financial system by looting the wealth of the American people. Remember, we've got this coffee cup over at our store. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation, and that's what's going on right now at the Bundy Ranch, Red River, Texas, Colorado, all of these places. This government is trying to perpetuate itself and pay for all of its bills and prop up Wall Street and Israel and the war machine by literally stripping the American people of all their wealth that they've accumulated through hard work and honest endeavor.
And they're taking the easy way. All the work that everybody's done, the Bundys, you, me, all the stuff that we've built our lives on to work and strive for, they're finding ways to just take it from us, one way or another.
Absolutely.
They don't want to have a sound economy. They don't want to do things the proper way within the boundaries of the law. So I applaud them for knowing all that stuff, but it don't mean a hill of beans.
Unfortunately, we're past that point where the government is going to respect a legal decision, and that, unfortunately, sadly, is why the Bundy Ranch is being protected from an illegal, unconstitutional land grab by force of arms.
Well, and it goes right to my point that I think the only way that we can beat these people is exactly what the Bundys are doing, which is non-compliance. When they come in and say, you must do this, you must comply with it, you say no. I'm not going to do it, and neither are all these people standing behind me. And if they tell you, listen, we're in a war with Russia now, let's go kill these people, don't show up for the bus. Don't get on the plane. No, we're not going to go fight your war. We're not going to go do these things. That's the only way you can...
And most importantly, we're not going to be the wallet of last resort for all of Wall Street's crimes and corruptions. And that is a message that we need to shout to the rest of the world. And you need to take what's left of your wealth and bring it under your own personal control, because they're already setting up they already have the laws to go into your bank safety deposit boxes and confiscate your gold and jewelry and anything else that might be in there. The European Union just set up their laws to allow bail-ins from savings accounts. Canada's already set up to do that. It's going to come here. They'll call it something else. The cash grab is on. And I know that they would like a sound economy, but we had a sound economy when this nation was set up. And then we had a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president sell our sound economy into the control of a private central bank, the very same kind of banking system we fought a revolution to be free of. And here we are 100 years later, and they don't want to admit that they made a mistake. They don't want to admit that they sold the American people into the slavery of these private bankers. And so their only solution to try and keep this system going along a little further is to confiscate all of our lands, suppress all of our rights. They will be coming for the physical gold and silver at some point. They're just trying to figure out how they can get the guns first.
My great uncle was a stockbroker in the 50s and 60s, and he was a working class guy. I mean, he lived in a moderate 3-bedroom home, and he went to work in the morning, and he managed people's money correctly. And he took a minor piece of that, and he lived a very modest life. Well, I mean, it was something that he could, you know, yes, I'm a stockbroker, and I don't have 16 Ferraris behind my private jet in the backyard. And somewhere along the line, he just said, well, I'm going to take a little here, I'm going to take a little bit more, and then the other guy saw that he was taking some, and they just started stealing. So, I mean, you're absolutely right. They're picking our pocket every which way, and if they can't pick our pocket, they're going to put the gun on our back and say, give me all your money.
It has reached that point. A year ago, there was a magazine did a survey on Wall Street, and 25% of those traders and brokers and executives on Wall Street openly admitted that fraud was a regular occurrence, that in a lot of cases, without fraud, their businesses would have already collapsed. We know that the stock market's being rigged, the unemployment figures are being rigged, LIBOR's being rigged, the gold and silver physical prices are being rigged. It is all one gigantic fraud, and it goes back to that biggest fraud of all, the private central bank issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest. And once you are enslaved to one of those, you can never, ever pay off that debt. And they use that awareness of debt to obligate you to do what the bankers want, like go off and invade Afghanistan and Iraq and Russia and the rest of it.
The last thing I wanted to talk about before the weekend is the absolute hypocrisy of the American media. How they can sit there and condemn the Bundys and condemn the pro-Russian protesters in the Ukraine, and at the same time talk about the Syrian protesters and how they're freedom fighters. It's absolute, I mean, the hypocrisy that is going on with these people is, I mean, it's shocking. It's in your face. They can go from one story of, you know, the Bundys and this and that, and they're horrible people, they're domestic terrorists, and then the next story they can talk about the freedom fighters in Syria, you know, killing Christians, but it's an unfortunate thing that they have to do. If you're going to condemn people for standing up for what they believe in, at least try to be consistent on your condemnation.
Well, they can't be. They can't be, because the real reasons for all of these foreign policy actions, it's all driven by money and power and authority and spheres of influence, but they can't tell you, the American people, of that. How effective do you think a military recruiter would be walking into a high school and saying, we need you guys to join our army so you can go to other countries and force them to accept our system of banking? You're not going to get a lot of kids signing up. So they're constantly trying to sell you these things, and you know, it's a different story for every situation. I mean, over in Ukraine, the junta in Kiev is using military force, tanks and planes, against their own citizens, and the U.S. is supporting them while doing that. Meanwhile, over in Syria, where the U.S. is supporting the hired mercenaries trying to overthrow Assad, the excuse there is given is that Assad is using military force against his own people. And I think one of the reasons the credibility of the government has been just shattered by all this is because the propaganda has lost the narrative. There's no consistent worldview that makes sense. And when people look at one story versus the next and the next, and it's just all over the place, you know, there's nothing there to grab onto to support the idea that we're still the good people. And the, right, the propaganda narrative has just absolutely fallen apart.
And you can't, the justification against, you know, Assad is that he's a bad guy, that his government, and, you know, I can't say one thing or one way or another, but the justification is that it's an oppressive government doing the wrong thing. And yet over here, they want us to believe that our government is somehow a representative government working for the best of their citizens.
With massive election fraud, the use of torture and constant surveillance, and we're supposed to think that the U.S. government is the good guy here. And again, that kind of hypocrisy is coming back to bite them. And what is very alarming is, as we saw today with John, or rather yesterday with John Kerry out there screaming about the Jews must register in Donetsk, and the story collapsed just 24 hours later, they are still absolutely convinced that the American people are believing everything that they're saying, and that is dangerous. It opens the door to a really catastrophic mistake of propaganda that could really set the nation ablaze. Kyle, I'll have to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, earlier today, Barack Obama was out there making a speech about Obamacare. And he said, we've now got 8 million people have signed up for health insurance and so forth and so on. But he had a very interesting comment in the middle of his speech, which was televised. This is a direct quote from the president, quote, but we know now for a fact that repealing the Affordable Care Act would increase the deficit, end quote. Now, we already know his claim about 8 million. There's cause to doubt. According to a study by the RAND Corporation, at the end of March, when Obama was out there saying they had 7.2 million, in point of fact, they only had 3.9 million, most of whom were buying replacement insurance policies for the ones that had been canceled for not being Obamacare compliant. But that comment about the deficit confirms what we have been telling you all along. Obamacare is not about care. It's not about health. It's about finding another way to loot wealth from the American people to prop up a failed financial system. To destroy your current health coverage and force you to buy far more expensive health insurance policies. In some states, they're more than double the cost of what you had before. And the limitations and deductibles in those new policies mean that most Americans are never actually going to use the policies because the deductibles are so high that most people are going to go through an entire year and not have enough medical expenses to hit that deductible. It's a pure cash giveaway to the health insurance industry, which wrote most of the Affordable Care Act. And the Obama administration went along with it, arm-twisted Congress and the Supreme Court to go along with it, because it was going to, they thought, generate $200 billion in pure profit for the health insurance industry at your expense, with the federal government getting a piece of the action, just like the mafia, in the form of taxes on those profits. But it really hasn't worked out. And Obama is out there trying to say, oh, bad GOP for trying to repeal this. This is forever. It's the thousand-year health insurance policy. See Kyle. Now, John McAfee, who founded but is no longer connected to the McAfee computer security company, so don't harass him about how the heck do you get it off your machine. And he did a funny video about that. He's basically come out with more commentary saying that the Obamacare website is wide open to the heartbleed bug. Now, remember, private companies that suffer computer breaches are required to inform their customers about it. We saw quite a few data breaches in retail outlets over the last holiday, not really shopping, just looking season. But under federal law, the Obamacare website is not required to inform you if your financial and health information has been compromised. And there's been a huge jump in identity theft since the Obamacare website opened up. And even before Heartbleed came along, security experts were looking at the website and saying, there's no security. They slapped this thing together on this hugely expensive contract without thinking about security, and they can't wrap something around it. Security has to be designed in at all levels of the system. And so McAfee is out there saying, yeah, it's wide open to Heartbleed. Anybody using that website is going to have their information stolen. That's pretty much a given. Now, they're calling it Obama's Watergate, and that's the latest emails released courtesy of Judicial Watch revealing collusion between the Internal Revenue Service and the Department of Justice to find ways to prosecute Obama's opponents and critics, ostensibly on the idea that somehow what they're doing represents a lie. This in the same week that the United States Supreme Court is considering whether lies by politicians represent free speech under the First Amendment and must be protected. Talk about Alice through the looking glass here. Politicians are legally allowed to lie, and you can't challenge them because you're infringing on their First Amendment rights. But opponents of the president, you know, oh, they lied. We have to throw them in prison. And this, of course, is why nothing is going to happen with the referral by Congress to the Department of Justice of Lois Lerner for refusing to provide evidence and information, because the Department of Justice is part of this conspiracy. Now, earlier today, Fox News ran a poll in which they claim that roughly 43% of Americans are convinced that the IRS did what it did to dissidents, conservative groups, protest groups, critics of Obama under the direction of the White House, 43%. Well, I wanted to do my own check on that, so we ran a poll at whatreallyhappened.com. Do you think the White House ordered the IRS to target Obama's critics? We had two choices. Yes, and this is impeachable, which got 97% of the vote, and no, the IRS acted on their own, which got 3%. So there's that whole situation. All right, now moving on, there has been a court decision regarding a lawsuit brought by the survivors or the families of the victims of 9/11 against an Iranian business concern that owned a 36-story Manhattan office building. And apparently they have come to a conclusion that the building will be seized along with other assets from Iran and sold. And after court costs and fees and everything are taken out, what's left of the money will be divided among the families of the victims of 9/11. Now, mind you, There is no evidence at all that Iran had anything to do with 9/11. And we're seeing a continuation of a pattern of using 9/11 as a justification for horrid crimes. Right after 9/11, oh, it was Afghanistan, and then we invaded Afghanistan, and then the government said, oops, we were wrong, it wasn't Afghanistan, it was Iraq, and we invaded Iraq. Then we had George Bush on video saying, no, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11 here, and oh, it must have been Iran. And so we used the kangaroo courts to take their wealth. And this is another hammer blow on the U.S. government's illusion of moral authority and standing for human rights around the world. And the rest of the world, catching up with us Americans, sees the U.S. justice system as merely a device to legitimize the greed of the money junkies. Now, speaking of Iran, over there in Iran, you know, you're constantly being told by the corporate media how much they hate America and everything American and what it stands for and how they go to bed at night dreaming of ways to harm America. And apparently, there's an auto fair in Tehran, which is focused on the Ford Mustang. They think it's great. Kind of undermines that whole crazy Muslims who hate America and all it stands for image, doesn't it? Now, the IAEA, even though they have demonstrated up until now a clear anti-Iran bias, has announced that the Iran nuclear deal, the P5 plus one, is on track. They are now ahead of schedule in terms of terminating and getting rid of their highly enriched uranium. They're 75% ahead of schedule. Iran is playing by the rules. They always have. What they're doing is allowed to them under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The United States is in violation of that treaty because under Article 4, the United States is obligated to help Iran build peaceful uses of nuclear technology. And certainly using the threat of military force to coerce Iran into surrendering their rights under that treaty is also a violation of that treaty. Now, Israel, which has not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, refuses IAEA inspections, was caught trying to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to South Africa, and isn't actually a part of the P5 plus one, of course, is standing up saying, no, no, this deal can't work. Go kill them. They have to tear it all down. Iran is an evil place. They're going to just destroy us all in our sleep. And little history reminder here, Iran has not launched a war of conquest against another nation in over 200 years. It's not their nature. Quite a contrast to the United States and Israel, which can't seem to go 6 months without bombing or invading somebody. Anyway, turning to the economy here, two more victims of the retail apocalypse, Family Dollar and Coldwater Creek, are closing all of their stores. There was an interesting video I saw the other day talking about, you know, this idea of the minimum wage. And, of course, the money junkies don't want a minimum wage. We want it all. It's all for ours. And yet everywhere that wages have been raised, you immediately see the economy improve because as people are able to earn a little extra money, what do they do with it? They go down to their shopping malls and groceries and they buy more. It's common sense. If you want this economy to work, there must be money at the very bottom. But the money junkies don't see it that way. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win
AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a quick phone call here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, the extra $5 million that Obamacare had gone from 3 to 8, so the extra $5 million, they didn't really talk about that too much, but that was a lot of that was signing up convicts in prisons. So
That's true. They were going in there and just ordering convicts to sign up here. And we know how politicians like to use these bots to increase their Facebook likes and Twitter followers. And given the high number of these Obamacare signups that never actually sent in the premium, I think it's a reasonable question to ask how many of those were completely manufactured fake signups out of thin air trying to inflate the numbers.
Well, the whole idea behind Obamacare is actually that you have to pay into something. You have to pay into some system here to get something back. And as far as I know, convicts, what are they making, 70 cents an hour making license plates? I don't know. They surely don't make enough to pay into the system for Obamacare. So that's definitely a void right there. It's a joke.
The whole thing is a joke. Even if we accept Obama's claim of $8 million at face value, that's about 2% of the entire U.S. population. This is absolutely a complete disaster.
Yeah. Michael, I got one thing to say. I got to disagree with you on something, respectfully disagree, but when you talk about minimum wage increases, I mean, I think we've done this many times over to do that, and it actually has never pulled that class of people out of poverty, you know, whether poor choices or whatever, but in retail initially will do great. They go out and spend the money, but their personal debt actually stays the same or gets even worse. So in the end, they always seem to stay in that category, unfortunately. Very few people actually pull out.
I have to disagree with you because, remember, a lot of people are impoverished because of the machinations of Wall Street. They invest their money in the stock market, and they lose money because the market is rigged. They're trying to put money into a retirement fund. That gets destroyed by the mortgage-backed security fraud. As soon as the people have more money to spend at the stores will raise their prices. You know, these people didn't do anything to be in that category. They're just not addicted to money enough to resort to the kind of underhanded illegal fraud that it takes to become super wealthy in this country. And the reality is that as long as we have a private central bank that is issuing that public currency as a loan at interest, the debt will continue to grow faster than the available money supply until the debt is crushing the entire society except for the 1% up there at the top. Now, when this nation was started and the public currency was handled as a public utility, everybody was prosperous. Everybody in the United States, they all had better lives than they ever had when they were back in Great Britain slaving under the Bank of England. And we need to get back to that wisdom of a public currency as a public utility. We're going to let you go here now, Steve. I've got a couple more stories to cover before we hit the top of the hour and the Lady Claire. Interesting article just appeared over in Press TV. The dollar is dying, a multipolar world in offing. And they're commenting on, again, more of this bad decision-making coming out of the U.S. administration. And it says, one of the unintended consequences of the White House stupidity is that these sanctions against Russia basically accelerated Russia into selling Gazprom bonds and oil and gas, not in the dollar market, but rather in the fast-emerging Chinese yuan. The more the U.S. tries to force these other countries back on the dollar, the more it drives them into these alternative international currencies. BRICS is setting up their own international currency. China has currency exchanges set up with nine countries. They've now got a currency exchange directly to Britain for the British pound that doesn't go through the U.S. dollar. And I'm sure over at the White House, this is a source of consternation. They're running around in circles screaming, what do you mean the dollar is no longer the global currency? That means we're actually going to have to make quality products that other nations will buy. We're actually going to have to grow healthy food that we can export to other countries. I don't know how to do that kind of stuff. We're screwed. And they are. The U.S. financial system and the U.S. government got fat and lazy off this mafia-like piece of the action game they've been playing for 100 years. The Federal Reserve Act did it to you, the American people, because when you're using the private Federal Reserve's currency, you are paying interest on it one way or the other. Increased taxes, increased prices. And what the Federal Reserve Act did to the American people, Bretton Woods did to the rest of planet Earth. And the rest of planet Earth is standing up and saying, no, no more of this. And they're setting up their alternative economies. And the whole goal of this Russian situation and Chinese situation, this is why Obama's going around to these other financial markets saying, kick Russia out. They're trying to isolate Russia before the ruble and the yuan start trading in enough volume where people can say, well, we don't need to use the dollar anymore. And it's going to get there anyway. They can't stop it. It's a futile effort. It is already a failed policy. Now, as many of you already know, I wrote an article a while back, and somebody made a video from it called All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and it's gone all over the globe. And apparently the idea is starting to catch on, because over at WashingtonsBlog.com, they have an article, Bankers Are Behind the Wars, which is a recapitulation of many of the same points that I make. And they're talking about how, Goldman Sachs, Chase Bank were just manipulating the White House, and they go into great detail about how Woodrow Wilson, who was originally neutral on the idea of getting into World War I, was pressured by Wall Street to get into the war, even though they didn't really have an excuse to do so until the hoax with the Lusitania. and it was being driven by the bankers who wanted to make money off the wars. And so people are waking up and realizing what's behind all of these wars is always the greed of the bankers. Now, for those of you who don't remember what I mean by the Lusitania hoax, World War I, the U.S. was dragged into World War I when a German submarine torpedoed and sank the passenger liner, the Lusitania. Now, the Germans claimed it was carrying war munitions. In fact, the German government took out ads in New York newspapers warning passengers, do not sail on the Lusitania. It is carrying war munitions. It is a valid and legal war target. And the Lusitania sailed. The Germans sunk it. The U.S. proclaimed, oh, loss of innocent life. There were never any munitions on the ship. And that was the excuse to go to World War I. Now, recently, divers finally succeeded in entering the wreck of the Lusitania and getting into the cargo hold. And guess what they found? Bombs, bullets, artillery. It was loaded with military cargo, and that did make it a legitimate target of war. The Germans were right. The U.S. government lied to trick the American people into World War I. It's what they do all the time, and the bankers are behind it all. They're operating on the mental and moral level of a five-year-old kid who takes a couple of bugs and puts them in a jar and shakes up the jar to trick the bugs into fighting each other and tearing each other apart. And he thinks that's fun and that's cool. That's how the bankers see your kids. It's just something to throw into a war and cause a lot of bloodshed because I can make a bunch of money off of it. That's really what's going on. All right. Coming up on the top of the show. As I mentioned earlier, MSNBC's ratings fall to a seven-year low. They should be carrying the Republic Broadcasting Network's programming. That'll get them an audience here. As I also mentioned earlier, our paranoid government, the Secret Service in particular, once threatened to kill Mr. Met. He's in one of these athletic mascots. He's got a baseball uniform, and he's got a baseball for a head, and he runs around the games, you know, getting the audience up and excited. And apparently when Obama went to a game, the Secret Service went to Mr. Met, and they gave him a whole bunch of rules to follow while Obama was there, and literally said, if you don't do exactly what we're telling you to do, you know, we will kill you. And, of course, I remember Claire and my encounter with the Secret Service two Christmases ago, where they came over to where we were handing out food to the hungry and homeless, trying to scope out if we were a danger. Yeah, what are we going to do, swat you with a loaf of day-old bread? We made him carry the heavy stuff, so it worked out okay. And in the latest amazing nonsense coming out of the White House, the White House counter-terror chief is now warning parents that if your children are confrontational, it means they are potential terrorists. They could grow up to be terrorists. You need to slap those kids down and teach them how to be obedient. And you got to be suspicious of your confrontational kids because they're growing up to be terrorists. Oh, boy. Now being a normal adolescent is grounds for suspicion. Take them away and waterboard them. Twice! We'll be right back with the Lady Claire.